Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This next statistic stopped me in my tracks today. Young men in some Chicago neighborhoods face an even more violent and deadly situation than U.S. troops did during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's according to new research in the JAMA Medical Journal. They found the risk of a man between 18 and 29 being killed in a shooting in one of Chicago's most dangerous neighborhoods was higher than the death rate for U.S. soldiers in those wars. Now, here are some of the shocking numbers they found. In the Chicago zip code 60624, the homicide rate for young men is more than 1,200. For every 100,000 people. Now compare that to U.S. troops who were heavily engaged in combat in Iraq, where the death rate was just 675 for every 100,000 people.
Yeah, so this is what we're facing, Lee.
But there's no emergency there.
No, there's none whatsoever.
Everything's fine.
Now, who are these young men? Cash Patel with a shocking statistic. This is just the Chicago area.
Places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there and crushing violent crime. And President Trump sent us into these cities quietly to set the stage, to set up for the National Guard, to see the success that we saw in Washington, D.C., in Memphis. The FBI has been leading the charge in every single one of them.
Yeah, meanwhile, this is going to get serious, Lee. The Sinaloa cartel is threatening to begin killing Americans in Mexico starting on Sunday in retribution for this crackdown. In fact, they hung a banner on a popular tourist site that Americans are known to frequent, specifically calling out Cash Patel and warning him that if he doesn't stop the raids and if he doesn't stop, you know, if they don't stop picking up these, you know, basically illegal immigrant cartel members that the Democrats are sheltering, they will begin killing Americans. So we're in a place we've never been before as a country. And the cartels are getting the idea here, and correctly so, that the party is over. And the days where the FBI arms and funds and builds the Sinaloa cartels and gives them free rein to run human beings and drugs into this country are over. We're done. And we're going to see, I think, a level of violence here, in part encouraged by Democrat rhetoric that we've never seen before. I want to go back to this, and I point this out to people so you can understand where we are and how serious it is, because American people, I don't think they do. Pull this article up if you get a chance. It's called America's Third War. The U.S. cut a deal with the Sinaloa cartel, say court documents, by Fox News, late 2011. It sounds crazy, but we saw the evidence of it in Fast and Furious. What began happening under Barack Obama was the FBI began arming and funding Sinaloa and protecting its drug and human smuggling routes. The allegations came to light because Vicente Zambada Niebla, top-ranking cartel boss, was extradited to the U.S. on drug charges. He felt that violated his deal with the DEA and the FBI. He was very angry about it, so he spilled the beans. His lawyer actually did in court and filed this, you know, it's very long, detailed dates, times, people, saying, hey, listen, the FBI's funding us. They're arming us. They're walking these guns across the border. They're allowing them to be walked. Our guys can just go right into American gun stores, buy them. They get walked right into Mexico, you know, with the gun store owners told to look the other way or else by the feds. So Fox News lead goes to the FBI under Obama, says, you know, like, is this true? Yeah, it's true, they said. What? The excuse, okay, and this doesn't even make any sense, was, well, we arm and fund Sinaloa. We let them traffic their drugs and their, you know, kitties and all of the things, their kidnap women, kidnap little girls, all that stuff, into the country because they then turn over their rival gang members to us. They rat on them. Well, that's just stupid. They'll do that for free. I mean, what, the FBI is going to pick up your rival gang members? Of course you're going to rat on them. Not your current gang members in the same gang, other gang. That, it's just an excuse. They built these human trafficking networks is what I'm saying. They did it on purpose to move these gangs into the country. And we caught them doing it again, I believe. I think we're going to find this out when when you had Maduro giving that speech saying to Trump, hey, don't raid me, bro, because I didn't even want to send all my Trente Aragua cartel De Los Soles members to the U.S., but Biden made me. And he even said they ran them through safe houses in Colombia. I can tell you where they are. Check your records. You'll find the FBI did it. In other words, they recruited these gang members. They wanted them, and they helped funnel them into the country. I believe that because we've seen them do it with Sinaloa. So it's very significant that Sinaloa has just leveled this threat. They hung banners on. It's a, like a very popular eatery and bar that American tourists go to. It's in Baja, Mexico. Baja, California, and Cabo. They're saying they're going to start killing Americans. I'm not surprised. This is a temper tantrum because they're realizing, wow, the FBI really isn't going to be in partnership with us anymore. The Democrats really aren't going to be allowed to be in partnership with us anymore to run their drugs, their kids, and their women into the country, and illegal immigrant voters, too. So this is going to get violent. I think you're going to see Americans killed. I think you're going to see border agents killed. I think you're going to see ICE killed. I think what we saw this week's only the beginning of it. This, Lee, is what Democrats are protecting. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's crazy. By the way, the Mexican government, which is owned by the cartels, is denying that any of that happened with the banner. But the problem they have is that it was photographed multiple times before they took it down. Yeah. And it does. It addresses Cash Patel in Spanish and is very explicit that they intend on Sunday, unless the raids and the crackdowns in the United States by Cash Patel do not end, and they name him specifically, although it's also obviously ICE and the Trump administration, they will begin killing Americans.
An absolute 180. Where you have gone from a party and a group of government officials that are condoning and supporting illegal activity to an administration that is fighting illegal activity.
Yeah. And this is why I keep playing that Ken Paxton audio that you're sick to death of. I won't torture you with it.
Oh,
but
it's not that bad.
Attorney General. Yeah. And he's saying they've built these networks. Biden has to live on past him. These are the networks I just told you about.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a strong, really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
There will be violence as this network is disassembled. It must happen, but people are going to lose their lives. And I just don't know what the date is of the story yet, but it's coming. They're going to fight back. They're not going to get anywhere. And Trump, you know what's interesting about this, Lee? If you look, pull back real big picture, okay? Trump, Pete Hegseth doubling down on, no, we're not going to stop blowing up these boats. We're going to keep the border militarized. We literally have tanks and armored vehicles on our border. Good. Leave it that way. You need that to deal with Democrats and the cartels. And, you know, Trump obviously understands this. This is why he moved the military into position early on, not just in, you know, the waters in terms of dealing with Venezuela and Nicaragua, but RT's done an excellent job, Times of Russia, believe it or not, reporting off satellite images of our military, naval maneuvers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the seas around Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is what Trump is preparing for. He knows the Democrats and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, sorry, are going to go ballistic.
Well,
and he's going to maybe need some strikes here.
I don't think the American public realizes we have got a very significant naval and marine presence in the Gulf of America right now.
Yeah.
There are submarines, aircraft carriers, amphibious vehicle carriers. There is a naval and marine force ready to do things if somebody does. And quite honestly, Maduro is in a very shaky situation right now. And this may be a soft regime change type of situation going on because Trump is showing military force, military might. It's sitting off his coastline. Maduro is the one who is shaking his fist at Trump. And Maduro does not have evidently as much support within the nation of Venezuela as he claims to have. There have been many reports about forced protests that have been, you know, displayed, and nowhere near as many people showed up as what they were expected to. And quite honestly, you have employers and governments that are either requiring or strongly encouraging their employees to show up at these demonstrations, demonstrating against the Trump administration and our activity there in the Gulf of America. And those are being poorly attended.
Yeah. So absolutely. And this is a war. Democrats are on the other side. And, you know, I'm really glad that Governor J.B. Pritzker, he's been telling this lie that Trump's going. It's absolutely outrageous that Trump and ICE are going around and they're just picking up brown and black people because they don't like them or something.
Right.
And, you know, letting them go once it's clear they're Americans. That's a lie. Pritzker finally told the truth in a Street Reporter interview about the says the quiet out part out loud about what they actually don't like.
What's your message, final question, to the people here of the state of Illinois, the people of the city of Chicago, as this incursion by the federal government, these troops are on the streets of your state, of this city? What do you want them to do? There's a big protest scheduled for 5:30 p.m. tonight.
Well, first, we've made sure that people know their rights and they know how to find out what their rights are, because we don't want them picked up off the street just because they happen to be undocumented.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
And again, the talking point for Republicans should be, because Pritzker keeps saying he's sending in the military, he's sending in ICE, he's sending in border agents, they're dressed in military garb. No, he's not sending them in. They have a building there. That is what Antifa has surrounded. They have had that building since 2003. Before that, they were called the INS. The INS has had a building and operated in Chicago, deporting people since 1933. This is not new. This is not some attack on democracy. We don't live in a democracy. This is a republic. This is not new. What is new is the violence from Democrats against the building and the agents. That is the only thing that has changed. That is an insurrection. It needs to be put down, and he can't trigger the Insurrection Act fast enough. And by the way, Trump's now saying he may have to arrest Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker. Okay. Bring it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.